Hi, this is Alan Tepper for Beyond Podcasting, CombinedHosting.com, and Pro Video Coalition. Today we're here making one of several test recordings of the quality of the new AI Micro interface device, which Rode sent to me from Australia for review. As I explain in this article which accompanies this recording, the AI Micro is the successor to the extremely powerful SC6L, which, outside of my own articles, had very little coverage. The new AI Micro works with more platforms and solves more issues than the original SC6L. This particular test recording is being done with the head-mounted Vmoda boom microphone, which I have reviewed previously. As you may recall, the Vmoda Boom Pro attaches to your favorite microphones with a removable 3.5mm cable and substitutes for the original cable that comes with the headphones. In this case, the Vmoda Boom Pro is attached to my Maono AU-MH601 headphones, which I first reviewed in March 2021. The Vmoda Boom Pro microphone terminates in a TRRS, which combines the microphone and headphone. Although the AI Micro can indeed accept a TRRS microphone and use it as a microphone only, since in this case I want to use the attached headphone to hear myself latency-free, I am using a Y adapter from female TRRS to dual male TRS, one marked in red for the microphone portion and the other marked in green for the headphones. The green one is attached to the headphone output of the AI Micro, and the red one is connected to the microphone input 1. The Vmoda Boom Pro microphone is using the low bias voltage provided by the AI Micro. That's not phantom power, but low bias voltage, aka plug-in power. The purpose of each one of these tests is to determine how clean the preamp and A to D or analog to digital converter work in the new AI Micro. All tests are being made on my Google Android, which is model Pixel 4a. The quality of the AI Micro interface would be the same whether it were connected to an iPhone via Lightning or via a USB cable to an Android phone, tablet, or computer. In all of these recordings, I am using the Rode Reporter app for Android, which was recently updated to version 1.1.11 on November 16, 2021. This new update makes the app compatible with the new AI Micro interface. I applaud Rode, since when recording uncompressed WAV files, the Rode Reporter app and the AI Micro continue to work exclusively at our absolute standard of 48 kHz audio sampling frequency and with 24-bit resolution or depth. See 48kHzAlliance.com for more information. One new important feature in the Rode Reporter app are the modes to record combined, separate, or stereo. To record stereo, one would connect a stereo microphone to input 1, which is not part of this test. Before now, with the Rode Reporter app, we needed to handle the two inputs as fake stereo, and we didn't have independent gain control for each input, just one gain level control. Now, with the separate mode in the Rode Reporter app, each input has a separate gain control, which is something that I had requested years ago. We also now have the option of activating a high-pass filter, aka low-cut filter, with the options to set it to roll off either at 75 or 150 Hz. For this recording, I am using input 1 in separate mode. In post-production, I'll eliminate track 2 and publish only a single channel. The high-pass filter has been set so far to 150 Hz to cut rumble. Later in this recording, I'll change that. The most important difference with each of these test recordings is to hear how clean the preamp is in the AI Micro interface with different types of microphones. This one is with the Vmoda Boom Pro microphone, which is an electric condenser microphone which is powered by the very low bias voltage, aka plug-in power, and has a very high output level. Please note that generally speaking, condenser microphones tend to pick up much more background noise and rumble than dynamic microphones. Other tests in this series will be different. I am hearing myself latency-free as I record via the side tone offered by the AI Micro's headphone output. However, this option can be shut off within the Rode Reporter app if desired. By the way, I have determined that regular phone calls are also compatible with the AI Micro, at least with Android, so if you must make or receive a standard telephone call before or after a production, you can do so with your professional microphone and headphones. Ahead, I'll read our standard text to test microphones, preamps, and A to D converters, but first, we'll have about 11 seconds of silence, courtesy of your local library, to test for system noise, which is very different from background noise. We continue to have the high-pass filter set at 150 Hz to cut rumble at this time. Now I will change the high-pass filter to only 75 Hz. The high-pass filter is now set to only 75 Hz, so we'll hear more rumble for another 11 seconds. Now I will deactivate the high-pass filter. The high-pass filter is now completely deactivated, so we'll hear more rumble for another 11 seconds. Now I have reactivated the high-pass filter at 150 Hz to read our standard text with minimum rumble. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Article 3, my translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repetimos, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.